My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dan Lundgren. He currently represents California's 3rd Congressional District, but due to redistricting, that number will change as he heads into the campaign season. But today, our focus is on small business. The most recent week here in Washington has been Small Business Week, and as the effort in America to create more jobs continues, the small business sector is where most people seem to think the biggest gains can be made. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
What are the biggest hindrances to small business owners in your district and other small business owners that you talk with?
Well, I just had a meeting with a number of business people in my district yesterday, and they told me, one, the uncertainty of regulations, the burdensome nature of regulations. Of course, I'm in California, so they're talking not only about the federal level, but also the state level. The tax policy that seems to inhibit the kind of thing that we need if we're going to create jobs, that is innovation, creativity, and the idea that if you are successful, you will be rewarded and not punished. And then third, and I heard this interestingly, very, very pointedly, that high energy costs, the increase in the cost of gasoline is impacting small business tremendously. It's reflected in many of the things that they have to purchase in order to continue their businesses. It's also reflected in the direct costs of transportation for their own goods as they try and deliver them. So I guess it would be those number of things that I heard about absolutely yesterday.
And so when it comes to remedies for these situations, do most of these business owners, at least from a federal perspective, believe that the conditions were markedly better 3.5 years ago, or was it a difficult environment then that's just been made worse by a number of factors?
It was a difficult environment then, but it's gotten worse. And when they were talking about the increase in cost of transportation or freight, for instance, or reflected in what they buy, it has gone up significantly. And they look to the federal government for its misguided policies, particularly where we are denying the United States the ability to develop our own resources. They see that as a direct impact on the costs that are being borne by them at the present time. They see that as certainly worse than it was a couple years ago. One of the questions we talked about yesterday was, are the American people accepting that? Or are they beginning to realize that this is affecting them in very different ways, very negative different ways, and that, in fact, government has an immediate impact or an immediate influence on those impacts? So, they think things were not in good shape 3.5 years ago, but they've gotten worse from a governmental perspective. They're also looking at the impact that they would feel if the so-called Bush tax cuts expired as they were supposed to at the end of this year. And the president, of course, has been fooling around with which of those he would support continuing forward as he is involved in what I would call a sort of a class warfare type argument. They very much see that uncertainty out there as one of the reasons why they can't make informed decisions going forward.
We're talking with California Republican Congressman Dan Lundgren. And Congressman, let me have you answer the question you mentioned from your meetings with business owners about shifting expectations, because as we know, we've seen gas prices retract a little bit here in the last few weeks, from up above north of $4 to now around, I don't know, what is it, $3.70, $3.60 in a lot of different areas. And you run into a few people who see that 30, 40 cent drop and go, oh, it's only $3.60 now. So has our mind shifted to the new normal, do you think, or do most people still find that remarkably unacceptable?
Well, the new normal in California is over $4. Mm. I couldn't find a gallon of gasoline under $4 in my district, and people are cognizant of the fact that in California we have an even more severe problem, because we have tough regulations with respect to the type of gas, the blend of gas that's allowed to be purchased here. So we can't fill a void by turning to other states and their refineries. We have our own refineries, and that's it. And we haven't had a new refinery built in years as a result of the regulation that you see both on the federal and the state level. So in some ways, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The kinds of things that the government is doing lead inexorably to these problems piling upon themselves, being felt by business at the local level. When I speak to these men and women who are attempting to try and keep their doors open and really want to keep their employees employed and would like to expand, they're telling me that the government has got to change its attitude, or they're saying we got to change government. In either respect, they see a change as absolutely necessary, because it's not an academic exercise on their part. They're seeing it right now impacting them and therefore impacting their customers.
Two questions before we let you go, sir. So it sounds like the conventional wisdom in the last couple of years that these business owners are treading water might be a little bit optimistic, even that they're treading water would be a good thing compared to what they're facing with some of these higher overhead costs?
Well, these folks are resilient. They want to succeed. They're trying very hard to succeed. Their message is, would government get out of the way and allow us to put our best minds, our best efforts, our best work forward? If the government would do that, we would see a return to a better economic circumstance sooner rather than later. So they're not... they're not people running around saying, woe is me, woe is me. What they're saying is, we are trying under very difficult situations to succeed, and government is making it even more difficult. What we hear coming out of Washington from this administration is nothing for us to be able to set our plans by. So, I mean, they want to be heard in Washington. They want the president to, frankly, stop the rhetoric and start listening to them and really being for small business instead of just saying he and his administration is for small business. They're not asking for a whole lot. I mean, that's the amazing thing. These are strong, proud people who are perfectly happy to work hard, take the risk that's out there in the marketplace, but in some cases, a government that pretends or says that it wants to protect them from risk is a government that basically is not allowing them to succeed.
Last question before we let you go, sir. From your personal perspective, or from what you know of the Republican agenda, whether it's bills that the House has already passed and are sitting in the Senate, or other ideas that you would like to see come before the House, what are a couple of steps that Congress could take to improve the climate for business owners in your district and elsewhere?
Well, we should be taking up within the next couple of weeks a bill that will cut down on red tape, put a limit on the kinds of regulations that can be brought out by the federal government. Unless they deal with safety or health, there's going to be a moratorium on that. We are trying to get greater transparency with legislation with respect to regulations coming forward. We are trying with the bill that finally the Senate took up seriously and the President actually signed to make it easier for small businesses to have access to capital and not be so bound up with red tape. That's just a small start. And we're also going to be bringing forward legislation that will try and unlock some of those resources that are available to us in the energy field. We think if we were able to pass that, the Senate were able to pass that, the President were able to sign it, the President were able to actually say we are going to go forward with it, it would have an immediate impact because people would see that we are going to unlock the resources of the United States. That will have a positive effect on the world market, a specific positive effect on those of us in the United States, and an almost immediate impact on bringing those prices down. Look, we can't accept a new normal of $3.80 or $4.60 or $5 or $6, the way that the Secretary of Energy was talking a few years ago. That will devastate, as it is now having a very corrosive effect, on job creation, particularly in the small business area. So we're going to go forward with those things this summer. We're going to build on what we've done already. And frankly, if we're not able to complete it this summer, it will be before the American people as they consider their decisions on Election Day. Because as the President told us, elections have consequences. The American people should know that they can create the consequences of an election victory, meaning that they can turn these things around. We won't be just talking about what we should do. We'll be looking back on what we did as we are then, frankly, cheering along with the small business community, the increase in the economy, the increase in jobs, and the maintenance and increase in the standard of living for every American.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you.
California Republican Congressman Dan Lungren represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.